14th special common council meeting order. Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Mayor Olson.
Here.
Alderman D'Andrea.
Here.
Alderman Mayer is excused. Alderwoman Wilhelm.
Here.
Alderwoman Evans.
Here.
Alderman Schmidt.
Present.
Alderwoman Mayer.
Here.
We have a properly noticed and quorum meeting. Please rise and join the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Before we get started, just a reminder, cell phones, please turn off or vibrate or quiet or whatever you want to do, but turn them off. We do have a properly noticed and quorum for this meeting. I will move on to item B, citizens' comment period. I am tonight going to enforce the three-minute rule. It's 3 minutes and one time through. So is there anyone wishing to speak on any matter? Anyone wishing to speak? Name and address, please.
Leroy Lewandowski, 8030 West Winston Way. I just want to remind the Common Council that it says this is a community-based residential facility. No way is that building a residential facility when they have a basement that's raised, they're using sprinklers, so that looks like a commercial building. Also, I can't quite understand why all of a sudden we're now talking about six options of different ways to run the water. That should have been the first thing to come to this Common Council, all those options. Why now? We can't do nothing about it the way it looks. Also, I pointed out some time ago that all these items that come through the city and through all these other departments should come first to the Common Council. Then the council should send it down to the engineering or planning so that everybody will not have an excuse that they didn't know about it. So please bring this stuff up first here to the Common Council, then send it to somebody like the planning or something. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Lewandowski.
Ryan
Raddatz,
9273 South 96th Street. Petition was turned in from the residents of the Briarwood subdivision stating that they would like to see the parking structure, or the parking lot, I should say, moved to the back of the residence so it will be able not to be seen as you're coming down 92nd Street. So if you could look through your packet there, it should be in there. Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else wishing to speak? Anyone else? Just quick enough, Joel.
Joel Salmon, 9272 South 96th Street. The other day I did have some time to drive around and take a few photos of current CBRFs of this nature. Didn't hit all of them, but none of them have a massive parking lot. These all blend into the community. They look just like homes. So let's try to
thank you, Mr. Salmon. Anyone else? Yes, ma'am.
Angela Walter, 9242 South 96th Street. I just wanted to bring up that apparently there's another one of these CBRF homes being built on Uncas Avenue in Milwaukee, and they had a meeting, don't quote me, but it was just a couple of days ago, on this, and the exact same situation, exactly what happened here, is exactly what happened to the residents there. It was kind of snuck in. Nobody was informed of it. Apparently, in this meeting, I was told that Franklin was brought up and that they had said something about Franklin temporarily got it delayed, but it will be built, and pretty much the residents of Milwaukee were told to like say their prayers that it was being built regardless. And I just want to say that, and I said it before, the way that this whole thing was handled is absurd. And I don't know, there's quite a few articles on the funder the gentleman in the back there of some pretty, I don't know, some pretty crooked, shady things that paying political people under the table, although wasn't charged per se with it, it just really raises red flags of how this was handled, how the Uncas Avenue was handled, and then reading these articles, pretty disgusting.
Thank you, ma'am. Anyone else wishing to speak? Yes, ma'am. Your name and address, please.
Joy Krowski, 9430 South 94th Street. I just want to say that I agree with the girl that preceded me. And I just want to say that for what we pay in taxes here, we apparently have no say on what goes on in our area. It's all done for us. We can make comments after the fact. Buildings can't be put any place that already there's a clearing for them. They have to go into an area that is completely forestry. And we have no say on any of this at all. It's really sad. Why do we even vote if we have no say on anything?
Thank you, ma'am.
Hi, my name is Deborah Ross. I am one of the Uncas property owners, and I want to confirm that what your resident had stated is true, and that the attorney for Matt Talbot did verbally say to everyone that Franklin will be built. I've been through these lawsuits hundreds of times.
That's it.
And it is identical.
Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you. Hello, my name is Paul Fleece. I own a lot on 92nd Street, 9205. I'm right next door. However, I live in Florida, but I came up here just to say that now is the time to do the right thing, to vote for the people, the subdivision, everybody else, to vote this down. As far as the place being for disabilities, my daughter was born with disabilities, passed away with disabilities. Drinking and doing drugs is not a disability. That's a choice. So do the right thing. Now is the time to do the right thing for everybody who pays taxes. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Anyone else wish to speak? Anyone else? Seeing none, I will close the citizen comment period. We'll move to item C, the Matt Talbot Recovery Services Facility, but going to ask that the city engineer give an abbreviated presentation of what went on with the Board of Water Commissioners. Mr. Morrow.
Thank you, Mayor. As you said, this is information was presented to the Board of Water Commissioners. This was information presented to the Board of Water Commissioners. I will not go over it in detail like I did there. If you have questions, I can back up and revisit some of it. I will say that in the outset, we're going to talk about cost in here. Typical is that a developer will decide to do a water main. The city will decide to upsize it. We do not closely investigate their cost at that stage. We wait until the actual construction project is bid. And we will closely evaluate the bids. We will look at the smaller cost, in this case an 8-inch line. And then we will evaluate the bid for the upsizing, in this case a 16-inch main, and the city will pay the difference. It's at that stage that we agree upon a price, and that may change a little bit depending on change orders and such, but that's the typical way that we do this. In this case, the developer gave us some costs in the beginning, and because that you asked us to look at alternatives with regard to the routing of service to that area, the public water system as a whole, the cost of comparison expenditures of public funds for such potential alternate routes, and the description of the development and the undeveloped areas of the city which may be served by the public water supply for such potential alternate routes. So because you asked for it in that level of detail, we actually, independently of the developer, we developed our own estimates. Mr. Romeis did a very good job thinking through how a contractor would build it. You will notice some discrepancies between the two costs. As you've seen, we've had some projects in the past where even when it's the same project, contractors can't agree on the cost. That, involves a lot of different issues. Does the contractor happen to own his own equipment, or does he lease it? Is the contractor, how busy is he? Does he have kids going through college? There's a lot of variables that we can't forecast, but we used our own history. We looked at different historical data, and so we each came up with our own estimate. That's not to say that Mr. Romeis is wrong or the developer's engineer is wrong. Neither one is right. We won't know till the very end, and that's what the final number will be. So I want to state that up front. If you have questions, we can talk more about that. Also, before we start into this, I'm going to apologize for one of my goofs. Didn't realize until after this went out in packets, but as much as we looked at the text for this request for council action and the exhibits, one thing was an oversight. I was a victim of cut and paste. Options number 5 and number 6 reference 96th Street, or I'm sorry, reference St. Martin's. In reality, options 5 and 6 relate to 96th or 92nd Street. So we'll discuss that as we go through here. I'm going to skip talking about each option in detail, but I will show you a general map of each option. This is option 1, where we extend down St. Martin's Road all the way to the existing water main on Lion Road. This is the shortest route if we had to connect right now. Option 2 starts at the same point of connection, but just runs to the end of the development property along St. Martin's Road. Option 3 is very similar, except we stop it short, roughly in the vicinity of the end of the actual development, not the development property. Option 4, instead of continuing down St. Martin's Road, we get to Ryan Road via 92nd Street. So in this option, we cross the road there at the intersection and head south on 92nd Street. Option 5, again, it says St. Martin's Road, but it's 92nd Street. Same route, except we stop at the end of the property line. Option 6, same situation, except we stop at the end of the development, not the property line. So that's talking about the three options. And we discussed this in detail at the Board of Water Commissioners, and they voted to, again, recommend to council to accept this option, which in this situation we're calling option 6, where we would extend it down 92nd Street to the end of development. I gave them 7 reasons as to why this is the preferred option, and I'll go over those in detail with you. First thing, we prefer a route down 92nd Street than St. Martin's Road. It is a shorter route to St. Martin's Road and would probably be preferred if we need to get there today, but we don't. There's no development on Ryan Road to speak of. We expect that there will be in the future. And when that does occur, this is actually a shorter route to Ryan Road. So that means that it's a larger pipe, a larger diameter pipe that we have to maintain less footage of. And so that's advantageous. If we actually extend down St. Martin's Road, that's just more footage of large diameter pipe that we have to maintain. Again, we do expect that Ryan Road in the future would have a large diameter main proceeding down Ryan Road, but that's not the case now. Number 2, it is unknown what developments may occur east of St. Martin's Road. Let me get my laser. East of St. Martin's Road, but when those are developed, they would have to bring their own water main to those areas. We do anticipate that sometime in the future, I'm not sure if it's next year, next decade, or several decades from now, but some of these properties in the subdivision will need water. They have wells, as we see all over the city. There are several locations on wells that do need, at a later date, to ask the city to extend water. As an example, next week, there are 2 such areas that have would like the city to consider extending water mains to them. They're currently on wells and having difficulty with their wells for various reasons. And it's not unlikely that some of that would occur in this large residential subdivision. So if that were to occur, it is nicer to have a large diameter main down 92nd Street in St. Martin's Road. Number 3, connection to the city's 2 pressure zones. We have 2 pressure zones in the city of Franklin, and this is on the verge. The water line that you see on Ryan Road is on what we call the low-pressure zone. The water line that it stops up on St. Martin's Road is what we call the high-pressure zone. Connecting the two would require a one-way pressure-reducing valve so that water could flow from the high-pressure zone to the low-pressure zone, but it's a special valve that prevents it from overfilling. Otherwise, you would just be wasting water out of your water tower. So the idea is that there would be a valve that would monitor, and when it drops below a certain amount, then water could flow from one zone to the other. But you don't want that occurring without that flow. Otherwise, you'll be wasting water all day long, wasting a lot of energy. And these valves are very much high maintenance. As a consultant, I had a client that it was a city that had growth in the north and the south over time, and they created two pressure zones by installing several of these valves. The maintenance was so difficult, they just shut them off with hard valves, which created a lot of other maintenance issues. And as complicated as that was still easier than opening up the valves. So talking with our maintenance staff, there's no need to install a valve until it's absolutely necessary to extend it. And without the development on Ryan Road, who knows when the actual connection would be needed. Number four, service to a customer is desirable if it's always on the same side of the road and it's on a city road as opposed to a state or a U.S. highway. 92nd Street is a city road, and it's much easier when things go wrong to make repairs, to dig up in our right-of-way as opposed to someone else's right-of-way. We do have failures occur in our water main, but more often than not, the failures occur somewhere along the service to the customer. So if that were to happen, we would prefer it be in our right-of-way and in our side of the road. It's easier to dig up in a yard than it is in pavement.
Alderman Willow.
On this map we have, what's the scale? Do you know what the scale is on any of these maps? As far as 1 inch equals or?
No, these are exhibits. Everything is to scale. I can't tell you what usable scale. I put it on a PowerPoint slide and shrunk it or expanded it to match the page.
Because on option 3 on the previous one, where you start the water main, see how it starts between the two stormwater basins but past the northern basin where that black line is?
Okay.
Yeah, now go to the next map. And it starts way up above the stormwater basin. So the length is different where it starts and stops. So.
And again, I created these as exhibits for illustration purposes. It wasn't meant to be super.
Well, just because you measured them from that point. So
these were measured in our GIS system, and that's how Mr. Romise came up with distances. But for these exhibits, it's just for illustration purposes.
Oh, so these aren't the actual measurements? So if I tried to measure them out and made it equal, they would...
No.
I wouldn't have anything to do with
you,
the placement.
You would need
line.
To go back into a GIS system or an actual map to measure them.
Okay.
If you, on these maps, this does show the actual water system. So these are actually from our GIS system where our water mains are. And this everything is a relative scale. So this is to scale. I just can't tell you what it is because we made it fit a page.
Yeah, I just typically, if you're going to start at a point, you start at the same point on each one.
The ones with the aerials did not show our water system, so I just drew a line.
Okay.
Continue, Mr. Moss.
Number five, we are concerned about the cost, so we are discussing in our Board of Water Commissioners on utility rates. And we'd like to keep those as low as possible. The cost to upsize is a concern. We have a limited amount of funds that we can spend for that. I will back up. Let's see. This is a summary of the cost. This is if the city were to build it without any help from a developer, which you could argue that it's not a practical realistic. We have in our fund that we have paid for upsizing in the past, we have a total of $305,000. So it's there's actually only two options where we go to the end of the development that could actually we could actually fund that if we decide to do that ourselves. If the city reimburses a developer for the upsizing cost, there are more options. But again, we do have some other projects we're trying to fund this year, and we do try to save those funds for emergencies that come up and some issues on 27th Street, some other locations where we use that fund. So we have $305,000, but we really would like to minimize the use of that. There are some ways we could potentially use some of our impact fees in the future, but you know, that would take some changes and discussion by Common Council. So given the fact that, again, extending the water main to the end of the development, it is the least expensive option, and it's quite a jump from that to going to the end of the property. So the number six reason is it's more advantageous for the city that the water main be extended. So if there were no developer, and as I if there were no developer involved, like I said, there's only two options where we could even afford it, and even then it's substantially more. So it is advantageous for a developer to install it and take the expense of the base cost, if you will, and we just pay to upsize it. Some of the unit prices when you do your estimate are the same with an 8-inch versus a 16-inch, and those unit price items, in theory, the developer would pay 100% of the cost. We only pay for the upsizing portion. And number seven, I guess that there's a concern about why we would be, if you will, and I've heard it called unfair, extending the water main just to the end of the development as opposed to the end of the property line like we do other folks. And the reason why this made sense for the Board of Water Commissioners was the primary reason was the fact that the existing water was some distance away from their property, so they had to go some distance to get to that property line across, you know, three or four properties to get there. So therefore, if one of these properties were to develop, it would not be unfair to this developer if they had to go three to four properties. So, for example, if the water line had extended to this point right here, it would be perfectly reasonable to say you need to extend to the end of your property line because you didn't have to go across any other properties to get to it. And so that there is a fairness issue that I think we can, that seems to make sense. Mayor, I believe that summarizes the discussion we had at the Board of Water Commissioners. If there's any other questions, I'll be more happy to answer.
Before we leave that item regarding, well, first of all, what was the recommendation of the Board of Water Commissioners?
To recommend Common Council to extend the water just to the end of the development.
And to the best of your knowledge, in the developer's agreement and in the ordinance that's not subject to this meeting, but in the plan commission, which we'll discuss in 45 minutes, is there a clause that says that the property owner will, at their cost, pay all assessments for any future extension of water?
There will. So if we were to, in the future, extend the water main to the end of their property, they would have to pay an assessment like other property owners would.
Any other questions for the city engineer?
Yeah, I have a question.
Alderman Willem.
Why not option three? It's the cheapest for the developer.
You'll have to ask the developer why they would chose to run that 92nd Street. I think we prefer 92nd Street route ultimately than we do the Ryan Road option.
I'm just thinking if the DOT puts another road in to that property, then you could just come into the property and finish down 92nd Street. So they would win both ways that way. So
as was explained at the Board of Water Commissioners, the concern was for the Briarwood subdivision and this area here for future development. If you drove the water main down here,
No, that's not what I said. I was talking about... I'm talking about option three. I'm going to use this one.
It's the red arrow.
You see?
And don't go down. All the one will, mayor in the eye.
But it's not going there. There it is. Okay. So option three, yeah, comes to there. Then the future DOT road is across here. Then you just come this way and this way. And then you're on your 92nd Street. So this is $90,000 versus what's option six?
126.
That's a pretty big difference for them. This would have been nice information to have the first time we voted on it.
You had it in your package the first time, around.
No. No.
Okay, you didn't.
Three pages of information in our packet the first time around. I counted them. Okay, so I was just wondering why not this? Because that if that road goes through here from DOT, then you have an option to bring it across that property. So that was one question I had.
I would say, and again, we as we discussed the DOT option, you know, we're still waiting for that to happen, and that could happen in 3 or 4 years. And as we heard from DOT, it may not happen for much longer.
And then the other question I have is, anyone surveyed the people along here on if they want water or need water? That typically is done when you're extending.
No, we have not.
Matt, Alderwoman Mayor.
I do want to point out the handout that was given. I don't know if you found it in your boxes or what, but it's a petition that was sent around the subdivision of Briarwood, and it was mentioned that during the citizen comment period that it was regarding the parking lot, but at the bottom it actually asks, respectfully request that you hold this developer and any developer that may be interested in Briarwood subdivision to the requirement that water and sewer utilities span the property. And there is something in there that they mention if this developer business would go into foreclosure, what happens with the promise to pay the special assessment. So I guess I do have a question regarding that, and I just wanted to point out that petition went around. There's quite a number of signatures. I also want to confirm that during the Board of Water Commissioners meeting, it's confirmed that the water contract, whatever the contract amount winds up being, the city is only paying for the 16-inch additional pipe.
Yeah, the differential.
Okay. And then I do have a question for the developer. We do have a similar situation where we are bringing water down halfway down a property line, but that is where we're getting a land donation from the developer, that it's actually a church. Churches are also, you know, allowed in two cities. They can't be prevented. They're protected, and they don't pay taxes and that kind of thing. But we made a special exception for them in the if they donate land so that we can access some very beautiful land next door to it. So I just have a question for the developer, whether or not that would be an option that you would consider.
Mr. Palato, Ms. Wood, name and address for the record, please.
Robert Thine Platel. My business address is 1110 North 3rd Street, Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Lisa Wood, 111 East Kilbourne Avenue, Suite 1400, Milwaukee.
I think we'll respond directly to Alderman Mayor's question. And let's say, first of all, that there's going to be conservation easements because this is a substantial property. Just the setbacks from St. Martin's create a lot of green space, and the wetlands. And I'll just get, well, the bottom half of the property, as near as we can tell, is undevelopable based on the new wetland delineations. So that's going to be green space. And Ms. Woods, can you address, it seems to me that there was discussion that I was not involved in terms of there were lower cost options that, and you ended up at this point because it's a benefit to the city and Matt Talbot was willing to do a little bit more.
If the options were discussed with Glenn and the Board of Water Commissioners, and it was determined that based on future development and future needs of the city, that going down 92nd Street was the better option, not only for the city, but for Matt Talbot. That's incorrect. So that option was not discussed further after it was determined by the city that this is the method, this is the route they would like to go. So we agreed, and 92nd was the option that was discussed at that point. And then it was an issue of how far it needed to go and at what cost.
And then I just want to check. And then at the top of this page, there's a sentence that says, if this property were to be developed as residential, it says it would need public water, but you really meant to say if it was a different type of residential development, it would not need public water, right?
Yeah, you're correct. I'm sorry.
Okay. And so I think that's the public interest analysis that we feel most strongly about, is that this would not be built at all at this time, and the city would have to bear the whole cost if it decided to run water down to Ryan Road someday. And Matt Talbot has agreed to pay a portion of that, and we're paying more than we need. It's not just being run down 92nd Street and making an immediate turn east into the property with a lateral. We're building additional water main. So the city's definitely getting something out of it. And then I had a couple of other things to respond to,
well,
Mayor.
Let's the alderman asked a question. The alderman asked a question, and perhaps she asked it in a way that wasn't particularly clear. The other exception that we've given in the recent future, it was not conditioned upon, but there was an offer of potentially donating the land not served by water. I believe what the alderman was asking is, would you donate the balance of that land to the city as a potential park in lieu of, is this correct, alderman? In lieu of extending the water to the end.
Right. I mean, the property is on the comprehensive master plan as conservancy. I don't know if we would have to do park, but you know, definitely a donation to the city, just like the other one.
Is the city offering to let us build less of a water main at this time, in order to get into these sorts of negotiations? I don't think so. And so I guess what I would say is this, in response, and that is, we believe this is really fair. We're going to be doing other things during the rest of the development process. There's discussions about, can we move the house around? Can we move the parking lot around? And we're, to the extent it's possible, we're certainly going to be working with city staff. And if the neighbors want to give us more input, we're happy to do that. But we believe that the proposal that's before the Common Council that's been recommended by the Board of Water Commissioners is appropriate, and I just am not authorized to offer any other concessions at this time.
Alderman Willem still has the floor, but let's Mr. City Attorney.
And that would be Alderman Mayor.
I'm sorry, Mayor. I'm just used to it.
Just per my recollection, with regard to the Victory of the Lamb condition that was discussed whenever that was last, before the Common Council, part of the proposal was to stop the water short of the ultimate lot line of the property, but that was in consideration of a donation of that land from the end of the water to the lot line to the city. So that gets reduced to writing if and when the time comes to extend that water, it will be abutting city property, and there will be no assessment charge for that further extension to the church, because they don't own the property. In this particular case, the developer, per the terms more specifically in the site plan resolution before the plan commission at its next meeting this evening, provides that the developer agrees and will not object to pay that particular share of the assessment for the full extension. And I understand from the city engineer that's roughly maybe another approximate 1,000 feet.
Alderman Mayer still has a question.
There have been CBRFs in the city of Franklin, and I'm sure other places that have gone out of business. If that would be the case with this particular development, what is the guarantee then of the developer paying that portion, that 1,000 feet?
Mr. City Attorney.
The terms of the condition before the plan commission with regard to the agreement is that it shall be recorded with the Milwaukee County Register of Deeds, and the obligation will run with the land. Therefore, the ultimate successor would be responsible for the payment of that assessment share, same as taxes, if you will. It's like a mortgage against the property.
All right, thank you.
May I answer a little bit more of the question?
Ms. Wood.
I also wanted to just remind that you had asked about the donation of land. The origin of us needing the water is purely as a result of a need of the disabled. And so the request, in addition to the fact that it makes sense from a financial perspective for the city and is better for us and makes this possible, is that it's a reasonable accommodation under the ADA and the Fair Housing Act. So we are reiterating that request.
Alderman Wilhelm.
Well, I guess what was the price of the water extension further down if there's special assessment? I suppose that would be based on time that goes by and price and cost. But at today's price, what would be the cost to the developer to extend it from where they're going to stop to the end of the property that they would be assessed?
$480,000.
And currently, they will have to put a conservation easement, which will be held by the city, on the natural resource portion. So the trade-off for them is not having to pay the $480,000 if the easement were to turn into a land donation. And it would still be, it would be city easement versus city park. I don't know if that's anything they thought about or wanted to consider. I think that for the residents, that's a thing that helps ease their mind, because the concerns of will they build a, will they break off that property in the CSM and build on it in the future. And so maybe that's something that is looked at favorably upon the residents. I don't know. I'm just throwing out that is an option once again, because the conservation easement would prevent them from doing anything. And I don't know if you get a tax donation for that if it's running as a CBRF, because sometimes you do when you have a land donation like that to a municipality, but it's just a thought.
Alderman, I need to correct something. I said $480,000 developer cost. That is not correct. It's $480,000 to do the work. The portion is paid for by the city, roughly half of $210,000.
So okay.
The other point I want to make relative to, I'm the mayor. I sit in the middle chair. I got to look out for 35,000 residents, not just if the property was bifurcated here or somewhere in there. City owned this parcel. The water came to here, and these folks needed water. Who pays for the water main from there to there? The taxpayers of the city. That's why this arrangement, although it is an accommodation, I agree with that, but to bring the water to roughly here, and the agreement that they would pay their special assessment if it ever extended farther, is an excellent deal for the city, for all of the city. So,
well, it also could be an excellent deal for the city if we're gaining parkland.
You asked for the floor.
I didn't know I gave up the floor. You just took over and started
Alderman
talking.
Alderman
So I guess I was just saying that, you know, parkland is also an excellent deal for the city if it's given to us free, because then it matches impact fees, which we're always trying to match for other projects. So a city park benefits all the residents of Franklin, not just the residents on 92nd and Briarwood subdivision. So, you know, if we were to go out and try to buy that land, it would cost us probably a lot more than that. So, you know, I'm not saying that this is something they have to do. I'm just saying if there's residents' concerns and they think it's a good option for them and the city thinks it's a good option for us, why not consider it? That's all I'm saying. I'm not, you know, trying to force any opinion either way on that. I think we should keep
an open
mind.
Any other questions?
Yes, I did have one when it comes to the Plan Commission agenda item, but I don't know at what point I would be able to discuss that, because that would be the water assessment language appears that it's going to be drawn up by the city attorney. It won't come before the council or the Plan Commission the way the resolution is currently written.
That's a Plan Commission item.
It concerns the water, because it's a water agreement, and we're talking about what the water agreement with the city would be. So just given all the concerns with the residents, I would ask that the council would be able to see that that agreement, so we know what we're actually agreeing to, and that if it gets in a council packet, at least the residents have a chance to see what that agreement is and hang on to it in the future, and that way if there's any concerns in the future that come up, they have it, it's made available to them. The way it's written up now, it would not go before the Plan Commission or the council and would not be part of a public record, and you wouldn't know about it unless you asked for that document specifically and knew that it took place as part of that agenda item.
Any other questions for the city engineer? Is there a motion to enter closed session pursuant to Wisconsin Statute 19.85 sub 1 sub G to confer with legal counsel for the Common Council and City Defense Council who are rendering advice concerning strategy to be adopted by the body with respect to potential litigation with regard to Matt Talbot Recovery Services, Inc. development, and re-enter open session at the same place thereafter to act on such matters discussed therein as it deems appropriate?
So moved.
Second.
Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Alderman D'Andrea?
Aye.
Alderwoman Wilhelm?
Aye.
Alderwoman Evans?
Aye.
Alderman Schmidt?
Aye.
Alderman Mayer?
Aye.
The vote is 5-0, five ayes, no noes. The motion carries. We are in closed session. Please take all your personal items with you. Thank you. It is 7:10. We have returned to open session. Mr. City Attorney.
Mr. Mayor.
Folks, could we have it quiet, please? Thank you.
A potential motion which may be brought by the Common Council is a motion noting the Common Council receipt and review of the factual information it previously requested and now has received to approve the water main extension requested by Matt Talbot Recovery Services, Inc., along West St. Martin's Road and around a 90-degree bend to South 92nd Street, and to the point of the proposed Matt Talbot Recovery Services, Inc. community-based residential facility development, the extension proceeding along or abutting the development property for approximately 810 feet and being option number 6 in the engineering department report presented at this meeting, subject to the developer's entry into an agreement to pay for the assessment costs of any future extension along the development property, such agreement being as is described in condition number 5 of the 5-12-15 draft site plan resolution contained in the Plan Commission meeting agenda packet of even date herewith. Perrin, noting that the, quote, March 3, close quote, date therein, upon adoption of this motion, shall be, quote, May 14, close quote.
Is there such a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Discussion of the motion. Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed?
No.
Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Alderman D'Andrea.
Aye.
Alderman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderwoman Evans?
Aye.
Alderman Schmidt?
Aye.
Alderwoman Mayer?
No.
The motion passes. The vote is 4 ayes, 1 no, 1 absent, or excused. So motion carries. Is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
Discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. Plan Commission start at 7, let's do 7:20. We're adjourned.